All hail Brad Davidson. We all bow at the feet. If they need washing, not a problem. Another $15 winner yesterday. Well done, Brad.
Thanks, TK. I appreciate it. And hopefully a few of the listeners jumped on board. I was thinking actually yesterday, gee, I don't think I've tipped a winner when Jimmy's been on the show.
Oh, he's
going to think I'm a dad soon. But
oh, he thinks you're the cooler.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what, Brad. This will give you an insight into the mind of some punters. So we've had a number of people say,
well,
Davidson's a legend, rah, rah, rah. And this one bloke said, well, hang on a minute. You said it was a $15 hope. It paid $9.50.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, hang on. It was 15 when Brad tipped it. So
yeah, well, I put out my betting strategy in the morning and I actually said take tote. So I actually took $9.50. So I can understand where he's coming from.
No.
I was filthy with myself, actually.
Do you know I'm over that now? I mean, I used to love getting the overs and blah, blah, blah. But now I'm thinking if I miss the price, it's a good thing.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. Because how often do you get the overs and the horse doesn't get home?
I'll tell you, when the overs...
I'd only paid $9,
When it wins, though, when you get the overs, though, that's an extra high five, isn't
sweet.
It?
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. What about these Kosciuszko slots? Filling fast.
Yeah, I think we're up to 7 now. I mean, it just keeps on happening, so there could have been even more overnight. But Starboy, Don't Give It Am, Victorum, Noble Boy, Suncraze, Tarbert, and, of course, Matt Dale has a slot as well, a horse yet to be announced there. I did notice on Twitter this morning, Ray Hickson from Racing New South Wales put out a tweet suggesting that Phil Soot might be out of contention. I think he's got some X-rays today.
Too bad to be true last start. You know.
Yeah, exactly. So, but not a bad idea there to give Matt Dale a spot. He's got some nice horses, including Notation, and obviously Phil Soot was another one. But looking forward to seeing how the rest of it plays out. There's plenty of action on social media, isn't there? Some really good little ads going around from all the trainers having a bit of fun and trying to get their horses into the race.
Yeah, Dave Stanley did one for Brett Kavanagh a little bit earlier in the spot. He's supposed to be talking about the tab. But anyway, who was it that did that last year with Lindsay Park? Said basically, well, you have the slot. And they had about 3 or 4 sprinters in the Everest.
Matty Dale's mate, isn't it? He just happened to get a spot.
Yeah. It's a good strategy when you've got a number that you don't have to narrow down at this point.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? And I think it was the Star Casino last year, by memory, that did that with the Hayes Yard and said, you know, have the spot and pick your best horse.
Yeah.
So, I think it's smart because you get a crack at 3 or 4 instead of 1. So, good luck to the team there, that the friend of Matty Dale, and I'm sure they'll have a lot of fun. Hitting the horse would be great.
They want you to win early up there in Hong Kong. Blake Shin does that, although he picked up a suspension in his first meeting. But Peter Roble was actually up there. He's great mate to watch him last night in Hong Kong at Happy Valley.
Yeah, great news for him to get that monkey off his back over there. I think he had 5 seconds up until that first winner last night on Green Dispatch. So great to have Pete there as well. And he does have that suspension. He'll miss the next 3 meetings, I believe. But nice for him to get that first winner. And I suppose there's a bit more news out of Hong Kong. Well, to do with Hong Kong yesterday, of course, the news that David Hayes is going to return there, I think, in September next year. So we know David was there, I think he returned back to Australia about 2005. So he had a stint there before. And, he'll head back and have another crack over there. So that was the news yesterday as well.
You a Taylor Swift fan, Brad?
Oh, I think everyone has to be, don't they? Like... I must admit, I don't YouTube and sit there and listen to her music all day. But my partner enjoys the music. But you know, at the end of the day, to get her to play the Melbourne Cup, I think is just a huge coup because she's just a mega superstar. Simple as that. And to have a name like that associated with the Melbourne Cup, we know these days that some might, for some reason, want to not to associate themselves with racing. That's the way the world is. But Taylor, to get her to come to the Melbourne Cup, I think it's an outstanding achievement. And she is, one of the biggest entertainers and biggest superstars going around. So no doubt that's a big star power and a big coup for the Melbourne Cup. And I'm sure those on course will really enjoy that.
A couple of ones here from the listeners. Morning, boys. Please introduce Davo as King Davo after his efforts yesterday. That's Craig from Tamworth. Can you ask Brad about the horse Spend qualification for the Golden Rose? Haven't seen him race for a long time now. Will he be in the field? That's from Scott.
He had that win, didn't he? He beat True Detective. So True Detective franked that form. His performance was really good that day. He's got the 80,000 in prize money. So he might have to to win again. I'm not sure. I haven't seen him in the noms yet, so he's not in this weekend. I just had a look on the noms on Riser. So hopefully everything's okay there. We'll see if we can find some information. But look, he's very good on debut. Looked to have plenty of upside. So I could definitely not say no to him if he is still on that path. We'll have to wait and see over the next couple of weeks.
And, mate, really quickly, one of our listeners, do you know you got your horse in the first race? Do you give it a chance? It's called Brad. It's $21.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think my horse is racing, but no, I haven't had a look. Unfortunately, okay. There's a few horses around. There's one that called me Brad as well. But yeah. No, I haven't had a look, unfortunately, so I couldn't give you a push there.
The text came in, does Brad give Brad a hope in the first at Hawkesbury from Brad?
Well, good on you, Brad, and I hope it goes better than Don't Tip Me TK, who unfortunately passed away.